Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Juice WRLD is one of the many icons of modern hip-hop who tragically passed away before it was his time. Since his death, his legacy has only grown to the point that many people believe if he hadn't lost his life, then he might be one of the biggest superstars in music today. But while his incredible catalog and even the posthumous records that have emerged since he passed have helped to build his legacy, there's one person that fans fear is single-handedly ruining his reputation. And today, we're looking at how Ali Lotti is destroying Juice WRLD's legacy. Once seen as his ride or die, Juice WRLD's girlfriend Ali Lotti has done a whole host of things that his fans have been left horrified by. Originating from Jersey rather than Juice's native Chicago, the love story of Ali Lotti and the late Jared Higgins wasn't a case of her watching him come from nothing to become successful. In fact, the then 25-year-old started off as an admirer of the 18-year-old rapper. After that, she slid into his DMs in a way that GQ portrayed as very innocent in a profile on Juice, as they claimed that they eventually met after Juice had planned a cute note to see if she liked him, asking her to stay or leave. She chose to stay, of course, and after spending 4 days together, Lotti, who lived in Memphis with her two dogs, moved to LA with Juice shortly after. Now, while that sounds like something out of a romantic comedy, Ali suggested that the reality was more toxic in tone than what the GQ article suggested.
Jared literally kidnapped me, is the only way we could say it. It's like a joke that we would say, but it happened. I don't own anything from my house except for my dog.
After Jared's death, people would speculate whether Ali really was just a fan of Juice, or if maybe she had ulterior motives. But whatever reason she wanted to link up with a rapper 6 years younger than her, their relationship was one which was defined by codependency, as Juice started to use her as an emotional crutch. In his music, Juice held nothing back, opening up about his struggles with mental health, as well as the substances he relied on to help get him through it all. With all that going on, he leaned on Ali, even though she had her own issues with drug abuse and more.
No, he did not let me leave. Like, I couldn't go get underwear from my old house. No, he bought me brand new everything. I didn't leave. Because then we were on a next tour. I had to go to Tokyo with him, or he wasn't going to go and do the tour in Tokyo. Like, Pete's like, we need her out here. She needs to be out here. If she's not out here, he's not. And he wasn't. He was like, I'm canceling the tour, doing this and doing. I'm like, why? I'm right here. I can help you through it. What do you need? Like, what do you want to do?
As Juice's star continued to rise and he was suddenly landing at number one on the charts, Ali was a constant presence in his life. During shows, he would even bring her out to serenade her. Back then, it seemed like Ali was a positive influence on the young Chicago artist. It even seemed like she tried to coax him off of drugs, which was evident in tweets like this from Juice WRLD, where he claimed that he was quitting lean because it was beginning to interfere with their relationship. Despite Juice's best intentions to clean up his act and even speculation that he was intending to visit rehab, Jared Higgins was sadly one of those who couldn't escape his own demons. And just 6 months after this tweet was sent out,
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
To the world, Juice WRLD would pass away in Chicago's Midway Airport from an accidental overdose.
The late Chicago rapper Juice WRLD died as a result of oxycodone and codeine toxicity. That's according to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office today. His death was ruled an accident.
As the world went crazy over this news, Ali was initially a sympathetic figure and was offered condolences by his fans as she tried to grieve in public.
To think that he wasn't okay. He was tired. I was tired. It's not simple. I got a phone call. So if I have to continue being strong, I need you guys to continue remembering him in that light. Remember him being super fucking happy, because he was.
Sure, there were some people who had some issues with her back then and saw Ali as someone who maybe aided in his drug habits, but that was about it. Although not everyone agreed, some believed that she should be trusted to manage his career from then on, particularly as she portrayed Grade A, his management company, as the real forces behind his downfall nearly 2 years after he died, claiming that the label downed him so they can profit off his death for the rest of eternity.
I just have to make sure that I am safe first. They tried their hardest to make sure I wasn't gonna be here. They don't need us. They don't need you anymore. You make so many songs that we're a liability being here. It's always been about money. If Jared made enough money to not have this issue, I would literally sit on his lap every day and be like, don't go record. I cannot let Jared's legacy be what it is. Jared would never treat any of his fans like this.
Now, this wouldn't be far from the truth if we consider the content that I talked about in my video about why labels want your favorite rappers dead, where we explain just how much the value of an artist's music skyrockets the moment that they stop breathing. And when it seemed like Ali was risking her life to try and expose what was really going down behind the scenes, she had some of Juice WRLD's fans on her side, with some speculating that the higher-ups made her sign NDA agreements to silence her from telling the truth, and possibly persuaded her with drugs to avoid talking with anyone, which is why she was being silent about what happened since the day that Juice died, due to the label being corrupt, and only wanting money, not wanting to honor his legacy the right way. But where people once thought she was the person who was in the best position to oversee Juice's career, some revelations about her past and their time together would change everything. Where Ali had previously given off the perspective that she was the one trying to get Juice off drugs, that idea was thrown into complete turmoil by the release of the HBO documentary titled Juice WRLD: Into the Abyss. Rather than being seen as the person who tried to save him from himself, the documentary had so much damning footage of Ali taking drugs right alongside Juice. So much so that a video entitled Ali Lotti Being a Terrible Influence on Juice for 1 Minute Straight got nearly a million views on YouTube. The video starts off with a clip that shows Ali Lotti trying to be—
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Be a good example by saying lean is not allowed in the house. Before then showing a few scenes where we can see Ali taking sips from Juice WRLD's lean taking some of his perks, sniffing powder, and much, much more. Some users also pointed out how in the documentary, Ali was nearby when Juice was popping, sniffing, and pouring up, and didn't say anything about it, nor tried to limit him to it, which is odd for someone who spoke a lot about trying to stop him from doing these exact things. Although the release of Into the Abyss changed perspectives in a damaging way, a lot of people still subscribe to the idea that they were simply both addicts and basically enabled each other. But what made things even worse, it began to alter the perception of Ali to the point that Juice fans hated her, was when they dove into her past and discovered that Lottie wasn't just a substance user, but also a pusher. In never-before-seen court documents, it was discovered that Ali, real name Alice Leon, was sentenced to 30 months in jail for pushing that one tweaker substance, also known as speed.
Ali Lodi, Juice WRLD's girlfriend before he passed, is a high-profile drug dealer and may have contributed to him passing away. Ali has been charged for the importation of methamphetamine. This charge is on a level that is much bigger than a regular drug dealer. This is moving quantities of methamphetamine from other countries into the United States with values in the millions, with an attached photocopy of her legal documents wherein she did in fact plead guilty to such a crime. On her IG Live, she often said how she always had her own money and she had traveled all over the world long before Juice.
If that sentence was carried out, she should have emerged in March 2020 and would have never even met Juice WRLD, but she was let out for good behavior. To make matters worse, it was then revealed that Juice wasn't the only rapper she'd been involved with and that she had allegedly first tried to enter his inner circle to sell him drugs.
Looking at the relationship Juice and Ali had, things start looking a little questionable. She is 25. Why is a 25-year-old woman trying to befriend a 19-year-old? Well, word around town is that Ali and Juice met through her trying to sell him drugs. Not only that, she attempted the same with Smoke Perp, but never ended up succeeding with her attempts. Even just going through her Twitter, you'll find her trying to get Smoke Perp's attention in a bunch of tweets. This was way before she had any fame or any connection to Juice, with a few screenshots of old tweets replying to Smoke Perp, tagging him, or whatever you would call this.
Later, that same Twitter account that was exposing Ali would make reference to an unreleased track of Juice's, where he seemed to confirm that Lottie was one of the people selling him drugs and implied that it made it hard for him to stop. As he's heard saying the lines, maybe it's the love, maybe it's the drugs, maybe it's because my girlfriend is the plug. Fans claiming that Ali was providing Jared with substances is one thing, but another thing that didn't really do her any favors among fans was that his ex-girlfriend Starfire, who was with him just before Ali, seemed to back up the claims that she was trying to sell to him. No longer looked at as the victim by a lot of people, the idea that Ali sought out a rapper 6 years.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Years younger than her, who had known substance abuse issues, understandably seemed very suspicious. However, it seemed that no matter what her intentions were beforehand, they genuinely did love each other. Besides, up until this point, she always did what she could to try to protect Juice's legacy. But soon, that would be a thing of the past as she began disrespecting not only his fan base, but the late rapper himself with her online conduct. Considering Juice died a few years ago, it would be unrealistic for his fans to expect Ali to never move on and find love with someone else. However, how she went about it left his fans absolutely disgusted. In late 2022, it was revealed that she started dating an 18-year-old by the name of Carter Jameson. Despite the fact it was weird as hell, considering she was literally pushing the age of 30, what made it so much worse was that Carter was a well-known scammer. In fact, my good friend and fellow hip-hop commentary YouTuber, Matty Balls, made a whole video breaking down this guy's entire history of ripping people off and using his connections to high-profile people to do it. So while the possibility that she was being used by Carter was bad enough, What really led her to completely destroying her reputation with Juice's fan base was that she basically gave him access to the late rapper's wardrobe and even gifted him a watch that Juice had purchased. What made it even harder for them to take was it seemed like Carter and Ali were basically mocking Juice online as well, which was highlighted by this Twitter user writing, "Apparently, this one-of-one piece Juice WRLD owned was now being worn by Carter at his TED Talk about scamming." Other users found that and now deleted post from his Instagram that he captioned one of their photos 999, which was a number that Juice was commonly known for repping. There was so much more disrespect from both ends, and as Juice was such a beloved figure in hip-hop, people couldn't believe what they were seeing or that Ali would let all that go unchecked.
That little dude posing with motherfucking Juice WRLD's jewelry and
Rolly
and all that, that's dumbass out of pocket.
That's out of pocket.
To me, all that says is that him dating her or whatever is
cloud
a control and a cloud chase move in the first place. Because if you had any kind of respect for Juice WRLD, you would not be fucking around like that. You'd be trying to have nothing to do with that side of things. You maybe make your little statement, rest in peace, Juice WRLD. I have nothing but respect for him. But then you go on your way. Like if I was dating a girl who had like a famous ex who died, I'm doing everything possible to be totally respectful of it. You guys could not get me to say something disrespectful because you're right on the precipice of just being disrespectful just by being in that position. People are going to have their eyes lasered in on you to see you if you say some nut shit.
Now acting like she was fully off the rails, it wouldn't be long until Ali ended up on the wrong side of the law. And in January of 2023, she was arrested at a Walmart for shoplifting before they found narcotics on her as well. Hit with charges of possession of speed or coke with the purpose to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft of property, Ali had once again behaved in a way that Juice WRLD fans felt was beneath his legacy. But instead of taking responsibility, she just clapped back at them on apps like Instagram.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Graham. If anything, I sure did deserve the money. A bad bitch ain't cheap. Around this time, Ali just kept going off the rails, and soon, she was even trying to change the narrative around Juice's death.
Y'all mad because literally I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You guys think he died from a drug overdose. You're wrong. Literally, you're wrong. So suck a dick, okay? Suck a dick. There's a lot of shit y'all don't know that I grieve through myself while I let y'all grieve and talk mad shit on me. I don't care.
But where people used to take what she said seriously, they now just felt like she had lost it at this point and was just drugged out of her mind and thought that she should be uplifting Juice's name rather than sitting back as a scammer, ran around cosplaying as him. While some fans figured that she had reached rock bottom, it turned out that she still had further to fall and by extension, even darker places to take Juice's legacy. Beginning with the launch of her OF, something that she had previously said she would never do. Straight away, this seemed like a violation for those who felt that she had a responsibility to uphold Juice's legacy. But when the news emerged that she had planned to post an X-rated tape of her and the late rapper before, quote, hackers got it, people were appalled. Releasing a tape of someone who's no longer living should be illegal. Juice can't consent. She's 6 years older than Juice WRLD. Ali Lotti is a creep. Left shocked by the news as anyone, academics pointed out how this is potentially damaging to Juice's legacy and used Lauren London, the girlfriend of the late Nipsey Hussle, to show the contrast and how you can move on with your life after the loss of a famous ex without enraging their fan base or ruining their legacy.
His estate's making a shit ton of money from his music catalog. Maybe because, like, you know, again, a part of continuing his legacy is making sure that certain things stay pristine or stay in whatever type of high esteem position. Maybe they should just pay her and pay her just to not do porn, not fuck random people on live as it's been reported she's done. And that she could just be a cute girlfriend. Like, you know how Lauren London is playing like an amazing role, even though clearly their relationship was so much more genuine. Lauren London, she don't seem to be trying to pop out with a new guy or embarrass the estate of Nipsey Hussle. She actually seems to be wanting to always play her role. And obviously they got kids, but like, she want to play her role and make sure that his legacy is always respected. Part of the legacy happens to be that she is an extension and was a representative of him.
As for those who weren't completely horrified, they just felt pity for Ali. Because after Juice's death, she likely realized that the relevancy being connected to him would never be gained ever again. Now, things have gone from bad to worse. As in addition to selling her body on OF, she's also allegedly selling off Juice WRLD's possessions in a bid to make a quick buck, including some of his most iconic fits.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.